Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
Now, when God saved you, those that are saved tonight, when God saved me, there was a death that took place. What did the Bible say there in the book of Galatians, chapter number 2? I said, I am crucified with Christ. Now, ain't that something? Paul saying, I am crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. So when Christ was on the cross, a sacrificial lamb, God Himself, on the cross for our sin, some way or another, God saw me there with Him, because it was my sin. When God poured the wrath on His Son, I was there with Him on the cross. When God put Him in the tomb, I was in the tomb with Him. And when God raised up in power, God raised me up with Him, thank God. That's how I can walk in likeness and in life in Christ. So now here, anybody that's been crucified, you're dead. And so when God saved me, I become dead to the sinful nature still in me. Now that sinful nature is still alive and well because I'm in this flesh, this carne. That means meat. And so this carnality, this flesh, it's meat, it's what it simply means. And so here I am now, and so that sinful nature is still attached to me. But now I'm dead to it. Are y'all with me? So before, when it said, look over there and lust, I couldn't help myself because I was unregenerated. And so I would do exactly what it said to do. Working through the lust of my flesh, the pride of life. Just those things it works through. Now that I'm saved by God's grace, I'm dead to it, but alive unto God. And so now when it speaks to me, I'd have to reckon it so that I'm dead to that thing. I don't have to do what it says to do. That when it comes by my way and says, hey, look at that woman in lust, I don't have to, because I'm dead to it. What does He say here in chapter number 6 of the book of Romans? He says, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but he that liveth, he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. So what He's saying is that you're a dead man. I told you the illustration here at the other service. If I brought a casket in here and laying in the casket was a drunk. He's dead as a hammer. He was a town drunk. And I had a bottle of whiskey in my hand, a mason jar of moonshine. Maybe that's better. I open that thing up and I wave it under his nose. And I say, wouldn't you like a sip of that, old feller? He's not going to get up and get it. He's a dead man. And so when Christ saved you, that death of the Bible means separation. There's been a separation now. From my old nature, I become a new creature in Christ. So that means that when it tells me things, I don't got to do what it says. When temptation comes, God provides a way of escape. I can reckon myself. It's already so. The facts are there. Just so be it. Reckon it so. It's there. It's true. It's done. And believe it and live in victory. Now, Paul has gone on and said now, chapter 7 is dealing with freedom from the law. Now the law is a whole different caged animal. The law here, according to Galatians chapter 3 verse 24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. So we wouldn't know that we've sinned unless the law said, thou shalt not steal. I've stolen. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And so the law is there to awaken the sinful nature, to awaken us to the fact that we have broken the law of God. Now, as a sinner, when a sinner hears the law of God, when a sinner hears things like this, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, they cringe because in their life they put things before God. And God illuminates in their heart, you've broken my law, you've broken my commandments, you're guilty. Now, to a child of God, to a saint of God, we are to understand that we're no longer under the law. The law of God, those Ten Commandments, now listen now, they wasn't made for us to follow. They were designed and made to show us that we can't follow them. To show us our fallacy, our weakness, our failure. And so now here, understand, this is the Apostle Paul. From a child, he's been trained the law of God. He's been trained in all of the rabbinical laws. He knows what to eat, what not to eat. He's a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He's of the tribe of the stock of Benjamin. He's been trained at the feet of Gamaliel. And so he knows now the law of God. And so now it's God that's chosen Paul as a chosen vessel to reveal unto him the New Testament doctrine of grace. And so here's this man of God that's going through this struggle. I appreciate that he went through it. It helps me understand why that I've been through it and why sometimes I still get myself in the woods. Here's the Apostle Paul saying this. He's saying he understands all the laws, all he's been taught, all of this. And now God is saying, but now you're under grace. And now that you're under grace, that you're no longer under the schoolmaster. The schoolmaster shows you your sin, shows you you're wrong, but now you're living under the grace of God. It's Christ. It's Christ's life for mine. He's already fulfilled the law. He's every jot and tittle. God is pleased with His Son. For me, to try to please God under the law is simply saying this, God, Your Son was not good enough, so I have to try to outperform Christ by serving under the law. And dear friend, your life will be a total failure. Your life will be a vicious cycle of bondage, victory, and failure. Mountaintop, valley, failure. Oh, victory, failure. We look back at Judges chapter 16, we see a classic example of this. His name is Samson. I talked about him a little bit last night. The first time you find the word bond or bound down in Samson's career is found there in the previous chapter when he's on the top of Mount Edom. And while he's there, his own brethren, those men of Judea, have put him in bonds. He breaks free of those bonds and he comes down and slays 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. He goes on and he's in Delilah's house. While he's in Delilah's house, by the way, she's a Israelite, not a Philistine. And that's why it pays to live away from the border. Amen. I'll just give it to you free tonight. So what happens now is, he goes through you can read it, he's put in bonds, and then he breaks free. He's put in bonds again. Samson, awake, the Philistines are upon. He breaks free again. Gets his hair entangled in that weaver's beam and all those things and that loom. Samson, if this is our opponent, he breaks free again. And so what happens, his life is a picture of this vicious cycle. I've got the victory, I'm on the mountaintop. Woohoo! And then the next day, oh, I failed again. I've dropped the ball again. And it's like, oh man, then we find ourselves somewhere in prayer saying something like this. Oh God, have mercy on me. I'm such a rebel. I'm so undone. Oh, wretched man that I am. That's what Paul was saying, the same thing. He found in that same cycle, victory, failure, up, I'm down, I'm in, I'm out. I'm on the mountaintop one day. By the weekend, I'm down in the valley again. I'm up. I'm down. There's never no solidity in my walk. I'm lost in the woods. Those things that I would do, I want to do right, but I can't do those things. Every time I try to do good, I find myself doing an evil deed. I find myself in sin again. And so it's just back and forth, up and down, crisscross. Man, there's no victory. There's no abundant life in that style of a Christianity. And so here's Paul. He himself is caught in these woods. And so what happens here? Look back at Samson real quick. Finally, the enemy got him so bound down, they jab his eyes out. Blinded him. And he can't see a thing. He's grinding in the prison house. You find the word grinding in the Bible a few times. Every time it gives a connotation to a woman's job. Samson wasn't born to be doing a woman's job. He was born to fight the Philistines and to deliver Israel from the enemy of God. Now he's doing something he's not intended to do. So you get a picture of where this lifestyle leads. If you're caught in the woods tonight, dear friend, if you're stuck in the woods tonight, if you're up and down and in and out and victory and failure, victory, failure, victory, failure, you'll end up doing something that God never intended you to do. How treacherous that is. What a waste of a life. What did Paul say? Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall save me from the body of this death? The next verse, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the way out of the woods, dear friend. It is the cross. Jesus is the way out. By simply dying, you're trying and being alive and trusting and allowing Jesus Christ to live through your life. By surrendering your life and letting God have His way with you. Dear friend, that is a life in victory. But if you'll realize this, dear friend, the way out is the cross. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. As Paul here understood the way out of these woods and wood knots was Jesus Christ. Walking in the Spirit is allowing Christ Himself in you to do what He wants. Now, if you'll notice, the law of Christ is always to a higher standard than the law of God. Isn't that amazing? You look at Matthew chapter 5. And you'll find things like this, where he goes on and says, you have heard it said by them in old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus speaking, but I say unto you, whosoever look upon a woman and lust her hath committed adultery already in his heart. He goes on and says, you've heard it said of old time, thou shalt not kill. He said, but I say if you hate a man in your heart, you've murdered him already. And so, dear friend, we're hopeless trying to fulfill those by ourselves. Best thing you can do is just throw the towel in and say, Lord, here I am. I'm through, Lord, trying to please You. Just here's my life. Help me, Lord. Sometimes we don't understand where to start. Just coming clean and saying, God, lead me to truth. Lord, I want truth. I want victory. I want out of these woods. And God understands an honest heart.
Deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. Hope it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. That's Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.